Force on Force features the largest and strongest outdoor military organization in the country. These are the men and women who make it possible to enjoy the freedom to hunt and fish. It is with great pride that we bring you Force on Force podcast, coming to you from the Force on Force Talk.
Hey, welcome to the Force on Force Talk, guys. Welcome back. We're enjoying this new era and all the stuff we do here for the all the brands, Army Bass, Hog Hunting, Buck Hunting, and Army Redfish. I'm Sean Downfield, guys, and Force on Force Talk, for us, we all start in the military in the Tactical Operations Center. All our shows start here, and, you know, it's kind of a staple for us, but also for our military career. You know, having Danny Jackson with me today from Army Redfish. How you doing, Danny?
Doing good. Everything's going well.
You know, and we call it the Tactical Operations Center, but, you know, we got to have two Marines on with us in a little bit, and they got to do everything a little bit different. They call it the Tactical Operation Command. You know, they're always got to be a little bit different from us. So we'll talk a little bit about them when they come on. But, you know, it's been a pretty exciting year so far. We've had a lot of fun, from talking redfish to hunting stuff to, you know, I've been off to ATA and SHOT Show, and we cover so many aspects of the outdoors. I mean, I'm at SHOT Show, and you're messaging me, Danny, to go by and talk to certain companies looking for stuff and things like that. That's what's cool about what we do across the organization, right?
So yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm in the middle of building, and so it's like, hey, swing over here and talk to this company. So yeah, it's cool.
But I thought it was kind of cool to we just got back from filming the Bass Show down in Florida, and I kind of wanted to get you guys on, because you guys are airing on the Sportsman's Channel with Army Redfish. You know, episode 6 is kind of airing right now, and I got to give you guys a little bit of a secret. I got to go red fishing for the first time with Eric Wilkes, who's one of our bass guys, but he was also on the Redfish Show, and we're going to talk to him a little bit on the way back from Florida. And so I will tell you guys, it was a lot of fun, but it's not as easy as everybody might think it out to seem to be. We saw a lot of fish, and we got some fish to turn on some baits, and the weather just wasn't quite cooperative out there. So it's a lot of good stuff. So it was pretty exciting. And for me, it was really neat, because I got to ride in those Mayak boats for the first time, and it was really cool. You know, Eric took me back up in some stuff that was, you know, about a, you know, pretty shallow stuff. And we got up in there, and to kind of experience that for the first time was really cool.
Very nice. Got to get you down here at Corpus, and then I'll show you what really shallow is. Eric, the best. But yeah, redfish is a lot of fun. It's definitely a different game. I always say a 5-pound red will pull a 10, 15-pound bass backwards any day of the week.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So as far as the show's going right now, tell us, kind of let the listeners know where we're kind of at and how it's kind of setting up right now and where we're at with the season.
Yeah. So episode 6 just aired it started on Wednesday. Of course, it airs Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday. So we still got a couple more days for it to air for episode 6. Episode 6 sets up the finalists for the national championship. The Marines that we are about to bring on board onto the podcast, they were in episode 5. They made the round. They're going to the finals. So a couple jarheads somehow put it together. You know, it's crazy. I had this conversation the other day. These two guys are nowhere near the waters that they fished. Literally nowhere near the waters they fished. One of them, saltwater guy, Eric, he's top notch. The other guy, Bill, top notch dude. But he called me. He's like, hey, so the sightcast stuff, like, can you help me out with it? And I'm like, you're going to be with a pro. You're going to be with somebody that can take care of you. Like, you're going to learn a lot. Like, and that wasn't just him. That was like across the board. You know, we brought in some bass guys that's never been in the redfish world. So it's a little different element. We get to sight cast a lot more than what you guys do. The bass guys do sight cast, but it's just a different element, different style of fishing. But yeah, it's awesome. So that's where we're at now. Episode 6 set up for the finals. Next week we have the national championship, and it's obviously hosting it. I know the results. I know everything that happened. 5 and 6 were great episodes. 7's going to be phenomenal as well. So yeah, it's really cool, really exciting to see everything come to fruition.
Well, I guess let's bring those guys on. Welcome Eric and Bill onto the show, two guys. And I think what's really cool is you're going to see both of these guys, not just on Army Redfish, but you're going to see Eric on the Bass Force on Force. And then you're going to see Bill on the Buck Hunters Force on Force. So welcome, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
So we wanted to have you guys on there to kind of talk about episode 5, because it sets up you guys going to championship. You know, you guys caught a lot of fish. I got to watch it with Eric down in Panama City the other day. I went down there and come back from the fishing show. Eric, if you guys don't know, Eric guides down out of Panama City, Simplify Charters, and does a wonderful job. So I'm like going to stop in there. So I got to watch episode 5 and see the highs and lows of episode 5. So there's a lot going on there. So I kind of let Danny kind of unpack it with these guys and kind of talk about, you know, because this is what we kind of wanted to do with this podcast, is talk about the things that we couldn't talk about in 22 minutes of airtime, some of the more finite details of how that all kind of went down. So, Danny, I'll just let you kind of go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to kind of back up just a hair. Just a hair. Yeah. Back up. Just
go back bit. To first episode.
Yeah. For Mr. Bill Boop. Let's go back there. Yeah,
throw me under the bus.
So
I wouldn't go do that, Bill. I tried to keep it from.
I know.
I'll do it in a heartbeat. That's all good. So it's hilarious. I'm back.
It is pretty fun.
We get this radio. Hey, we need another mic. I'm like, wait, what? And then I hear, oh, somebody fell in the water. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Let's figure this out. To what boat? Oh, it's the Marine boat. Oh, shocker. They just couldn't stay out of the water. What happened, Bill?
You know, Marines are amphibious too.
So what happened? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I think we were in the flats, light fishing. The sun had come up, so we were able to see a little better. I was running a popping cork, one of our four horsemen popping corks, and just you know, working that, and end up catching a trout on, decent trout. Well, when I went to remove the artificial, which I was running the artificial shrimp, and he ended up having a live shrimp in his mouth too. I thought it was kind of neat. So I went to go show our camera guy, Cody, the fish, and as I went to step, I stepped on the edge of the boat instead of stepping down into the boat, and my left foot just was flipped off. And at that point, I'm thinking, well, I could grab the side of the boat and risk breaking a rib, or I can just fall off in a boat. So I fell off in a boat, or fell off the boat, and I chucked my rod and the fish inside the boat. And I will tell you, I wasn't even that mad about it, because it was stinking.
No. Hot.
I was sweating from top to bottom. And when I fell in the water, I was like, well, at least it's cool. But I was upset about ruining that mic pack. But luckily it was a rental. So,
yeah, right.
But the great thing is my partner said, you know, Marine down, no Marine left behind. So he wasn't going to leave me. So, yeah, at least I knew he had my back.
We weren't leaving.
I always tell everybody.
Don't feel bad, Bill. You're not the first person to ever fall in on Force on Force. So. So you know.
You always tell everybody, if you fall in, just stand up, because we're pretty shallow. You can always see the bottom for the most part where we fish. Yeah. It's kind of a cool thing about it. And hey, you see the fish most of the time too. Yeah, that's hilarious. So for those that listen and they're not familiar with the saltwater boats, so if you're a traditional bass guy, you don't have a gunwale really on a bass boat, right? Everything slopes off, everything's kind of aerodynamic will have you on a bass boat, to where a flats boat or the boats that we run, there's a gunwale. It's, you know, between 8 and 10 inches wide all the way around the boat. So we walk on them all the time. So instead of stepping on the gunwale where you can walk, it's just like walking an I-beam more or less. He stepped in the water.
Yeah. So I did catch the gunwale, but I only caught about half my foot on the gunwale.
Right.
So my toes pointed towards the water. So the body said, this is before we're going. So
that's funny. But,
yeah, it was definitely refreshing. I was no longer hot.
that was the first thing he said. At least I'm not hot anymore.
Yep. It was hot that day for sure. So fast forward to you guys fished twice before going to the championship. Mm-hmm. You fished that round where you fell in the water, and then we went to the next round and had some more excitement out of the Marine boat. First off, I guess, because there's a lot left out. There's a lot of info left out between, you know, the show's only so long, right? And you had 4.5 hours to fish. So there's 4.5 hours of footage out there. There's a lot that transpires in that 4.5 hours, and we can only get out the best pieces of it. And of course, we got two really good pieces from you guys in the first episode that you were on and the second episode that you were gone. So if you saw episode 5, then you saw what happened, right? It was best said, no, that does not happen. Eric was like, no, it doesn't happen. Bill's like, it's fine. No, it doesn't happen. So Eric, I'll let you kind of talk about that whole piece and kind of wrap around exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. So we started off the morning and just fishing a flat. The sun kind of came up. And so we made a move. We'd already had one really nice fish in the live well. So we made a move and we just kind of started checking some drains. And all of a sudden there was just a big school of redfish and got a little excited. We calmed down there and Bill threw up and he said, I got one. And I said, yes, you do. So off the tower I came, I got down below and at least we had a dip net this time. So that was the plus. You guys didn't see that or hear.
Apparently Marines don't do PCCs and PCIs.
So yeah, we didn't check. So we didn't have a dip net on,
but
on
we did the get first in the one boat, either.
Though. We did. We hogged it right on in. So we do have a dip net this time. We scoop up the fish and me not thinking, cameraman's kind of back behind us. And I'm like, well, I'm going to get a really good picture of measuring this fish. So what did I do? I set it right up on the front bow of the boat and got ready to measure it. And that redfish flipped and I could not catch it. I did everything. It went underneath the tower, so I could not get to it, and it flipped off in the water. Just if we're bass fishing, if we're red fishing, we don't set fish up on the decks. Hey, this is awesome view right here. He can get a picture and get a shot of it. And it was a big fish too. It was definitely the biggest fish of the event. So needless to say, we lost it. I looked up at Bill. I said, I'm coming back up. They're still right there. We made two more casts and we hooked into another one, got it in the boat. And we decided to just
where'd you check the measurement on that one?
I think it was what 20.
No, where did you put the fish in the check stick to measure that one?
Yeah, it was down in the floor.
Yeah,
we made sure we checked it in the floor.
So he learned from his mistake.
Yeah, I learned big time.
I'm up in the tower still. Because he's checking it and I'm already back in the water. I'm like, I'm just going to keep fishing, you know, see if we can get a little better fish in our, because he had a really good one. He had a 24 and a half. That was, I think he was 4 pounds. He's a big pig. And so I'm like, well, I'll just keep going. Maybe we can, you know, we can call one or something. And all I hear is no. And I kind of look down. And I see him just put his hands in his head and he's like, man, I was like, hey, it's all right. No, it's not. Hey, it's all right. Let's just keep fishing. Get back over here. Let's go. We got to keep going.
You got to keep grinding when something crazy happens. Yeah. But yeah, as Eric said, again, that does not happen. You got two fish limit on a redfish tournament and one of your fish gets thrown out the boat.
So we made good footage and it was just awesome. From day one, we said, hey, there's two Marines here. Here we go. Let's battle this. And who did he draw? And all he kept telling me was he had learned so much and we just put everything together. And it was an event that I'll never forget. And, you know, coming to Corpus, being from Florida, was really different. I had no days to practice, so it was a grind. And I can tell you, it was just a fun event, and we had a blast.
Yeah, I that whole time, you know, like Danny was saying, you know, I was calling him, I was texting him, hey, you know, I'm going to try to get together and go fish, because I'm trying to prepare, you know, I'm trying to do, because I don't want to show up and look like a complete tool. you know, and yeah, I can do that on my own. I don't want help with that.
Yeah. Then you draw the other Marine.
No, I was stoked. I'll tell you what, when what was funny is Eric and I met in the shop there at Marker 37, and they're like, yeah, this guy's a Marine too. And we were jokingly saying, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we drew each other and get to go out and fish together? And that's sure enough what happened. So we had an absolute ball. I learned a ton of stuff from him, you know, and just the whole organization from top to bottom with the Redfish guys, you know, just everything was top notch. I mean, the whole show, everything was well, you know, it flowed smooth. You know, there was some waiting around and whatnot, but that's normal. You know, you're just trying to make sure you're there so that when they need you, you can get back out and do what you need to do. And so, I mean, but, you know, being Danny's first one, I know you talked to Sean quite a bit and trying to make sure what went, but I mean, it went well, you know, everything went smooth. It was a whole lot of fun. You know, I know Eric had just bought his Mayak and so Danny let us use his to fish and, you know, and I've already convinced my wife once we're ready, that's what we're getting, you know, cause I was like, babe, I'm staying on top of this tower and fishing and no movement, everything's so stable. And it's funny, we're fishing that I don't remember his round, if it was the championship or the fifth round, and I hear this hollering when we're going through the channel and underneath the bridge, and it's my family, they're on the dolphin tour boat, and we're going that's my wife, my youngest daughter, my oldest daughter, two of my grandsons, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And then we're fishing later on a tower and they're hollering at us as they go by again. I was like, dude, that just made my whole weekend. That was awesome.
Yeah. Hey, I did think it was funny. I think one thing you forgot to mention was the special lures that you guys got at the beginning of the show. I mean, I noticed that the other team had some special Marine lures for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they took a little swim bait, probably like a, I don't know, maybe an inch and a half, 2 inch. I don't know. It was pretty small swim bait and duct taped a crayon to the top of it. And that's actually what we caught our big fish on.
They just don't know. We caught them on it.
I found those in my boat later on.
I know. I actually forgot. I was like, crap, I forgot that. I was going to break that home and I was going to show my family. I was like, let me check this out.
We were going to make a trophy out of those.
Absolutely.
It didn't happen.
Well, I mean, that's what it's all.
Another crown meltdown.
Yeah. I mean, that was a fun episode to watch. I mean, I think it sets up kind of, you know, you guys go into the championship round and, you know, every ounce kind of matters and what you do on the water. And what I think is important is for the viewers, I don't care whether it's the bass side, the buck side, or the redfish side. I think we all kind of, when you get those cameras in your face, you do things that you normally wouldn't do out there on the water.
Yeah.
And like, you don't think you, and you're like, and you can't go back and once it's over and done with, you can't go back and change it. Cause I mean, it happened and it's filming and it's 4 hours and that's what makes it realistically and what goes on. I think that's what's kind of cool. And I love seeing that. And then I know, you know, I'm sure it was a long ride back to the dock, especially after losing that fish. Cause then you don't know, you know, is that going to cost you or not? And, you know, it's kind of a big stress on you riding back to know if the other team's going to get you and that mistake you made on the water. And you just, you know, it's kind of frustrating. So I know, but so it's kind of fun. Cause I got to see it for the first time sitting on Eric's couch the other day. And he still was like, that don't happen. That don't happen. So,
yeah. So he said, I thought I was going to throw up. And I said, well, you know, could have chummed.
I did. There, I thought I was going to throw up.
Yeah,
it was.
It's just feeling
that bad.
Well, you know, and like I said, we were fortunate enough to continue, just keep grinding. Like you said, you know, I never came off the tower. He immediately, you know, it took him a second to regroup, but then he's right back up on the tower. And we just went, you know, we just steady thong. We could kind of see him. So we're trying to put that bait to where they can get to it. And we jokingly said, you know, I caught both of those off of color they call Beer Run. I'm like, that's perfect fish. That's perfect bait.
Nah, I gotta say that tower, the tower thing's pretty neat. I got to do it for the first time of the day. We were laughing because Archer was down in the boat and he was trying to figure out what we were doing up there, and me and Eric are up there in the tower fishing, and it was pretty cool up there sight fishing from the tower. So I'm looking forward to doing that a little bit more and get to explore that, because you know, we only had a short amount of time to do it the other day, and I could see how that could be a lot of fun, you know, getting to do that and seeing those fish, you know, up there like that. So I'm pretty excited. I'm excited to see how this championship round kind of comes out next week and kind of sets up for a battle, because, you know, there can only be the first, right? Mm-hmm. And whoever has the distinction of that, right, Danny?
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. So if you've seen the episode, even if you haven't, the interesting parties in the final, like, there's no Army guys in it. And I can't tell you how many guys that weren't part of it, and they're like, man, I just wish the Army would have made it. I wish the Army would have made it. And Army couldn't put it together. So it is what it is, kind of thing. So it's definitely a water crew that made the championship round. And we're doing something cool. We mentioned the championship ring several times over throughout the show. Those are still in design right now. I've been watching this thing come to fruition through everything that I've put into it for the championship ring. It's different. It's very cool. And it is definitely one of a kind.
That's awesome.
It's, I think, you know, once the champions are announced and they get their rings in season two, I think everybody's going to turn it up. Like, the game's going to change and everybody's going to turn it up. These things they're one of a kind. They're special. And they've been literally in design. We got the 3D prints and all that stuff. That's been going on for, I don't know, 4 months, like, if not longer. So it's cool. It's cool seeing it all come together. And yeah, I'm ready for that piece of it. Like,
well, it's pretty exciting. I know I'm proud of you guys and how hard work, and seen a lot for this to come to fruition. I know, you know, this is the cool thing, what we're doing with the podcast, to kind of, you know, share all these behind the scenes stories. And I mean, I'm so excited to kind of do that from what we do, because I think there's a lot of stuff to be told, like these little stories behind there as we move on. We got a lot going on. We're starting to get into show season for us. You know, next week, I know you guys are airing the championship round, and as the championship round's airing, we're taking off to Indianapolis on the Bass side and Buck side to do an 8-day show. So we'll be at the Indianapolis Boat and Sports Show for 8 days up there, which is a big event for us. I know Danny's getting ready to kick off all his events down there on the coast. And so, and then, you know, we got the Red Crest and the Bassmaster classes that'll come up pretty quickly for us. So it gets to be a really busy time for us, but you know, that's what we do, and we enjoy it. And then we get a lot of really cool, you know, interaction with fans. This is the part, Danny, I think you're not really ready for yet. I'll share this a little bit with the listeners. I can't tell you, we were down there filming the Bass Show last week. The number of people that pull into the parking lot and we're like, hey, I watch the show all the time. I'm still humbled by it every time that happens. And it's really, really cool. And we're down there filming, and you know, all the guys are out there fishing, and me and Chuck are back there, and they were like, oh, I watch the show all the time. I watch the show all the time. And so, you know, after this, you know, it'll be so pretty exciting for you to kind of get to experience that, because it's really rewarding for all the hard work that you guys have put in on the Redfish side of the house. And I can't say enough. Can't say enough to appreciate Eric and Bill being on here to share the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yep.
You know, that's why we have.
I appreciate you having us
yeah.
on.
Thanks for having us on.
I had a buddy of mine send me a picture. He was watching the show, and it's a picture of me and Eric up on the tower, and I'm hooked up, pole bent over. And he sends me a text. He goes, I might have to get an autograph from you. It's
yeah,
exactly. And so it's a lot of fun, and I think that's what we're really all about, sharing the stories and the military moments, and it's good. So we just encourage everybody to continue to listen, watch us every quarter on the Sportsman Channel. And you know, guys, if you want to know more about Army Buck, Army Hog, Army Redfish, Army Duck, Army Bass, just go to ForceOverForceTV.com. And we appreciate you guys tuning in for the podcast. Thanks. Cool.
Rock. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Force on Force podcast. Join us next time as we dive into more topics from the Force on Force talk. For more information or to learn how to join the organization, visit our website at ForceOnForceTV.com.